When we imagined our future, most believed we would escape. Be it through space travel or in giving up this reality entirely for a virtual one of our own creation. It's easy to see why. Screens became our home, our comfort. The natural world around us blurred into the background as the pixels in front of us beckoned onward into isolation. But on April 15th, 2022, the world changed forever. Out of thin air, a company named Octic arose. Nearly miraculously, to the point of mysticism, the founder and CEO of Octic, Brent Knollwood, introduced the world to what augmented reality could truly be. Within a year, 90% of the world's population lived with Octic gear on them at all times. Ocular screens that took the place of contact lenses, and internal audio wear that replaced earbuds and headphones. With these devices, the world was born anew, and everyone connected could see what it had become. All around us, the screens fell away for technology that took a living form right beside us. In the span of months, the fields of medicine, science, technology, robotics, and in fact, all industries evolved decades and continued to push forward at that rapid pace. Eventually, humanity was allowed the time to live freely, without fear or worry. And in that moment, Octic changed the world again with Project Pulse.
The energy here at Octic International Stadium is nothing less than intoxicating as the crowd hums with anticipation for the world's 1v1 Pulse Finals. Many doubted him, but a new rising star has toppled God and Titan again and again to stand among the stars before you today. I could be talking about none other than the ruthless, rampant flame himself, Brock Holdwin!
In its press release, Noel would describe Project Pulse as a new level of competition for the people of the world. A sport unlike any other to show the true potential of the human spirit.
And I'm sure it comes as no surprise to see who's here to defend his title. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I give you the arcane trickster himself, Garrett Gilhart!
I suppose Knollwood was right about that. Project Pulse, a 3-on-3 battle of wills in an ever-changing arena, became the center of our world.
You've seen all your tricks, Gilhart.
Then this should be a breeze for you. I'll give you a hint, though. Don't step right there.
Through the use of augmented reality, players entered that arena with magic, might, and cunning abilities, where the only objective was to have your team be the last one standing.
You were warned.
In his words, welcome to the greatest game.
With a barrage of flaming axes, Brock makes the first move. But Garrett gives no illusion of difficulty here as he slips effortlessly between the blades.
As expected, Brock's style leaves little to the imagination. But I did promise to give a good show. Bit predictable, my friend. Why don't you come over here and join me?
I won't let you lay a finger on me. I Like I said, I know your tricks. But you... you don't know half of mine.
And there it is! Brack's calling card, the Phoenix! Just a single graze from that spell and it is all over!
Ah, I see. Fine then. You won't let me close until you see me bleed anyways.
And if there was ever a man to make it look easy, Garrett once again dodges and... wait, what is that? Unbelievable! Brock seems to have also thrown an axe in the wake of the Phoenix, ensuring Garrett would be caught unaware. The impact of the Phoenix left a crater in its wake, but that's nothing compared to the simple, unseen axe that hit its mark.
Pity. Just another Pulse legend that doesn't live up to his name. I wanted you to be different, Garrett. I'll end this quickly.
Wait.
James, I'm at a loss for words, folks. It seems Brock has finally shown he's more than just the relentless brute force we've known him to be. The once believed missed axes now reveal themselves to be a carefully laid trap. Chains can now be seen from axe handle to axe handle, with Garrett at the center of a crater, bound in place.
In the legends, the Phoenix is a bird made of flame so bright, so radiant, that when its light finally goes out, the world will plunge into darkness. It's a terrifying thought, but we must never forget, the Phoenix dies twice.
Now that is impressive.
How in the hell are you?
Ah, no need to ruin the twist. The show's not over yet. Good. Back to your brutish self. Now, where to begin? Left shoulder already marked. Favoring of the right side pulls him off balance for just a moment. Inside kick to right knee. Once off balance, place mark on left wrist. Drop to dodge blow and slide between legs, marking left and right foot. Wild backswing leaves right wrist exposed. Mark, then back up to bait throwing axes.
And in a matter of moments, Garrett has reappeared, unscathed, and whipping Brock into a blinding fervor. How he managed to escape such an end might be Garrett's best trick yet. There's the return of the throwing axes.
Use axes to gain high ground. Place final marks on head and right shoulder.
Wait! As if stepping stones in the air, Garrett uses the axes to sail over Brock, vaulting over him with the help of Brock's head and shoulder.
All marks set. Time to return to the stage. You're not done, are you?
It's not over yet, Garrett.
Wait. Why are you standing there?
What?
I did warn you.
Ah! Ah!
terrible, electric prison. What at first seemed like the fall of the greatest legend of Pulse quickly shattered all expectation in a way that could only be predictable of a man like Garrett Gilhart. The arcane trickster once again leaves not only the audience, but also his opponent, stunned and speechless. And who's to say if we'll ever know how he did it?
It's now 2032, 10 years after the rise of Octic. Project Pulse is all anyone can think about these days. It's all I've been able to think about, regardless of what people tell me. I don't care. This is my story. My tale. The chronicling of the last blind child and how he became the best player in the world.
Chapter 1. The Streets of Atlanta.
That's the kid, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe his mom just went in there like that.
Shh, he's blind, not deaf, idiot.
Hey, kid!
Jake, stop!
Fine, fine. Forget it. I just wanted to know why he'd refuse the correction. 2 minutes on the table and he'd be able to see the world like the rest of us.
Maybe I don't want to see it like the rest of you. It's not like I hate how the world changed. Octic brought so much all at once that it swept out the old way of life before we knew what we'd left behind in the process. And while most of the changes were great, with advancements in medical care curing diseases and disabilities instantly these days, it became almost expected for each and every one of us to perfect ourselves. As if every disability was, well, just that. A disability. Something that made us less than others. Unable to function on a level with the rest of the world. But my mother never believed that. She showed me and so many others that day that it's what you're willing to do rather than how you do it that matters. I'd never seen her lost in her way, not even once, regardless of her own disability. And I suppose I never will. She had a knack for turning her problems into solutions. And I'd like to think I'd do the same. So in her memory, I refused the treatment for my eyes, and instead focused on what my ears could do for me. It took a while, but once I adjusted to auditory implants, I started to see the world in my own way. My weakness became my strength. I've heard people say that your eyes can fail you. That's a bummer. My ears have never failed me. And now, with my heightened hearing, well, let's just say I can do so much more. What was that? Down the alley? I'm coming! Hold on!
Come on, old man. We saw you ditch the wallet.
You know he isn't going to play around.
No, he is not. But don't give up too soon. And ruin all of the fun.
Listen. Please, I don't know what you're talking about. Here, this is my wallet. Take it.
Well, at least you came prepared. I'll give him that.
We ain't buying it, boyo! And if we don't see some real leather tonight...
Hey! Are you stupid? He gave you his wallet. Leave him alone.
You gotta be kidding me! They sure make them stupid around here.
This doesn't concern you, boy.
Please. Just run.
No. It's too late for that.
Bring it on, creep. I guess they think because it's dark I won't stand a chance. But with every step and swing, they show their hand. That's his back foot, right? He's going for my head next.
Sit still!
That water beside me. A drain pipe? I'll get him to hit it and make him drop whatever's in his hand.
Not bad, kid. But you forgot about me.
No!
Critical injury sustained. Please relax and await medical attention.
Oh, that's enough! This little bastard! Hey. You'd better look at me. Look at me!
Oh, fuck. He can't. Clint, this kid is blind.
Shit. Shit! You little fuck! Oh... I can't kill a blind kid. Oh, you're pathetic! You know that? If you're gonna walk around like that, be a good little cripple and know your place. Don't you dare stick your nose where it doesn't belong. And you. Wait. Fuck! Where'd the guy go?
Come on. He can't have gone far.
Little fuck!
Thank you. Not the brightest two I've ever met. I must have passed out while you were fighting and fallen into this pile of garbage. Did you drive them off? Well, regardless, thank you. You saved my life.
Yeah.
Someone must have called the cops. Sounds like they're almost here. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Where are you?
I'm fine!
Oh.
That's not how it was supposed to go. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm gonna do better. I'll make it.
You found tome 3498121. Would you like to receive this item?
Proud. Oh my. Yes! Accept item!
Tome 3498121. Received. Would you like to use this item?
Yes! Use item!
Congratulations! New spell unlocked. You have learned Relentless Devotion.
Holy...